Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is that time on a Pick and Save Football Friday on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Bart Winkler and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. We're live from Kedish Park for the 11th annual Walk for Health and Wellness with United Neighborhood Centers of Milwaukee. Leroy just arrived. He's already out here taking pictures with adoring fans. Leap, how you doing this afternoon,
sir? Hey, doing
sir?
Very well.
It is time, though.
Thank you for Bart for filling in for Sparky and Gary.
Ain't he a team player?
He's good enough to cover for two people. But we cannot pay you.
No, we can't. No.
I'll just let you know that.
There is no money.
But we've let you borrow Rami from time to time. So
when can I borrow you in the morning?
Hey, cuz I don't get up. You know black people don't get up there. Come on, man. Come on.
Green and Gold Monday
man,
morning.
You know
Leroy
up,
Butler in studio.
You
take your calls.
6:15 p.m. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, not no a.m. man. A.m. No one's up but burglars and roosters that time of morning. So I'm good, man. Hey, I'm relaxing.
Which one am I?
You in somewhere in between.
Burglar, I hope burglars and roosters are carrying meters. That's all Bart cares about.
They're not.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy, man.
Let's get the Godfather up on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You should be following him on Twitter, at Tom Kesnick, if you're a fantasy football player. If you're not, you do yourself a disservice. This is how it works. You walk in the room, you ask your question, you kiss the ring, and you make your way out. Godfather, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
I'm doing great. I tell you one thing I'm not going to do. Last week, if you guys recall, I touted Jack Doyle very heavily on this show. I said he was in line for a huge game. I thought the matchup was fantastic for him. And, of course, he went out and soiled himself. And he's even hurt this week and won't play. So one thing I will absolutely positively not do today is tell you how strongly I believe Corey Clement is an RB1 this week. I am not going to do it. I'm not going to make the same mistake I made last week. I will not tell you unequivocally that Corey Clement is an RB1 this week.
I like that word, unequivocally.
Was that your way of telling us, without telling us, that you like Corey Clement this week, but without being accountable?
I told you I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Godfather.
What I said.
Godfather, I'm telling you, last week, this guy right here sitting to my left was so upset. He was upset mainly because he lost fantasy for whatever reason. He'll tell you that in a second. But he was talking about the Clay Matthews hit and all this kind of stuff. Then he went somewhere. I said, there's got to be something hidden behind it. And it was because he lost fantasy that week.
Tom, I was going against Kirk Cousins and Stephon Diggs last week. And that roughing the passer penalty by Clay Matthews got those two guys a whole nother game's worth of stats. Like, literally, a whole nother game's worth of stats and cost me my game.
It was, I don't know what to say to that other than, you know, the NFL is doubling down on this. But I've said many, many times, when the NFL makes a mistake, they go all in. They don't just, you know, make little tiny ones. They make giant ones. And the Matthews hit, the Kendricks penalty earlier in the game. I mean, come on, man. You got to let these guys play defense. I mean, there's got to be a little bit of hitting. I know we don't want, you know, driving players into the ground like what happened with Rodgers last season. That makes sense. But hitting a player, tackling a player, I mean, where do we go now? I mean, the NFL has got to seriously apply common sense to the rules it instigates, and far too often it fails to do that, and this is a prime example.
Tom, the other fantasy issue that came up on the show, and we're going to get to your calls in just one second, I just wanted Tom's thoughts on this, was, and I always preach against what I'm about to tell you I've done for the 12 or 13 years that I've played fantasy football, and for a portion of that, hosted a fantasy football show. I always tell people in this particular case, do as I say, not as I do. As a Bears fan, I've never had a Packer on my fantasy teams. I know it's stupid. I've just never done it. I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm putting fantasy before fandom and I find myself cheering a Packers touchdown because that makes me feel gross. But, Tom, this week, my running backs were basically a dumpster fire behind Melvin Gordon, who's my number one. I went to the waiver wire, and in my eyes, the best guy out there was Aaron Jones. So I, for the first time in all the years that I've been playing fantasy football, I have a Packer on my roster. Should I feel dirty? Should I feel bad about myself? Or did I do the smart thing and the right thing?
Do you want to win?
I do.
Right.
Yes, I
right.
do.
Okay. Then you now, I'm not saying this with regard to Aaron Jones, but you
said as a Bears fan, does he
you know,
win?
If you're staring at Aaron Rodgers and Mitchell Trubisky and you're a Bears fan, you take Trubisky? You screwed the pooch. I don't know how to tell you. That, you know?
Well, no, that's not. That's I wouldn't drop off that far. I might take.
The point is, if you pass on a player because he plays for a team you don't like, but he's a great player, and again, I'm not saying this about Aaron Jones specifically, you're not doing this right. I mean, yeah, okay, fine. You'll sleep better at night. You didn't have a Packer on your team, and oh, you finished 0-16 in fantasy. So, you know, I guess that's what you would prefer, a good night's sleep for winning in fantasy football.
I've somehow managed to win four championships, but I agree with you.
Look
that
at him trying to slip
it's,
that in.
It's not the right thing. I'm telling you, it's the stupid thing. The smart thing is what Tom Kesnick just said. So, if you want to be smart, do what Tom Kesnick said and what I did. If you want to be a loyal fan, then do what I've been doing for the last 13, 14, 15 years,
Rami,
or whatever the case might be.
In my top league, Rami, I've got Adam Thielen. Okay,
yeah.
I wasn't celebrating that last touchdown, you know, that sent the game into overtime, but. You know, I wasn't emailing everybody in the league saying, you know what, I don't like the Vikings, I like the Packers, I don't want those points. I took the points.
No, you'll take the points, that's for sure. All right, that's the type of wisdom the Godfather is going to drop on you. Let's let him drop some right now at 414-799-1250, starting with Len in Waukesha. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Len?
Yeah, I'm in a non-PPR league. I need one of these two wide receivers, Mike Williams or Josh Gordon.
Well, Williams is much, much safer. We just don't know what Gordon's role is going to be on Sunday night, so you got to go Williams here.
All right, let's go right back out to the phones, and up next is Jason in Waukesha. You're on the Wendy's Big Show with the Godfather. What's your question, Jason?
I have a half-point PPR, need one of these three wide receivers, Amari Cooper, Chris Hogan, or Kenny Galladay.
I love Hogan and Galladay this week. I'm going to go Hogan, but boy, oh boy, this can be a shootout on Sunday night. Lions, they can't run the ball and they can't play defense. So what does that right. leave? It leaves a lot of passing. I love Kenny Galladay this week, but the matchup for Brady is terrific.
You can tweet your questions at 105.7FM The Fan. Include the hashtag Big Fantasy if you want us to get him into the Godfather. Chachi did that. He has
Chachi.
He has two QB questions: Mahomes
on,
or Fitzpatrick.
They both got great matchups. They're both red hot. I'll go Mahomes, but I won't have any problems with Fitz.
I will go Mahomes, too, because Fitzpatrick has a history of – he can throw a five interception day at any time.
The other question
it's
that
– it's not going to happen Monday night.
Pittsburgh. Oh, no, absolutely
really,
not.
Really, really bad. But you're right. At some point, Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to implode. He's going to implode. He always implodes. So the question is, can the Buccaneers get out from under it before it happens and get Winston
right.
in there? Or does it just happen to him and it costs him a game?
Yeah, at some point he remembers he's Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's what
exactly.
always happens. Chachi's other question is Dalton or Wilson?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I know it's bad for Russ Wilson right now, but I'm not benching him. I mean, again, he put up the numbers last week and obviously it was garbage time, but they count, so. Yeah, I don't think they're going to run the ball well against Chicago, so I would expect him to throw it a lot. It's a bad situation, but he's still Russell Wilson, and he typically finds a way.
Another question on Twitter from Jack, and again, include the hashtag Big Fantasy when we tweet those at 105.7FM The Fan. PPR need two: Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb.
Cooks for sure. I like Cobb more than Cobb, so I'll go two Rams there.
All right. John in Kenosha, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's your question for the Godfather, John?
All right, I need two. I got Cooper Kupp, and I have Marquise Goodwin, and I have Tyler Lockett. PPR.
You need two of those guys?
I need two.
Okay, Tyler Lockett and Cooper Kupp. I mean, I like the matchup a lot for Goodwin and the 49ers, but we just don't know how healthy he is right now.
Yeah, because Lockett should get more targets anyway. You would think if Baldwin doesn't come back,
yeah. No, and he scored the first two games. He's clearly their number one receiver. They've got to get more creative. I mean, the biggest problem, their offensive line is the biggest problem they've got, but the second biggest problem is the lack of creativity on offense.
they're just, it's such a pedestrian looking offense, and the play calling has been horrific. And they've got a guy in Tyler Lockett who's not a number one by any stretch, but he is an explosive player. And if you can get the ball to him in space, he's a return guy. He can make plays. They should be doing more creative things with Tyler Lockett.
Let's go to South Milwaukee and get in Mike. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's your question for the Godfather, Mike?
I need two quarterbacks out of the three, Fitzpatrick, Matt Ryan, or Deshaun Watson.
I'm gonna sit Deshaun Watson this week. I know it's kind of tough. He's probably the number one guy you drafted, but you keep rolling with Fitz, and the matchup for Matt Ryan is really, really good.
Based on that answer, I have a feeling I know the answer to this question from Alex tweeting at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Fantasy. Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes? Sounds like you're going with Mahomes in that particular one.
I mean, you just roll Mahomes out there until he tells you not to.
Chris Bong tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan. PPR
that is not
league.
His name.
It says it right there, man. Chris B-O-N-G Bong. PPR league, Sterling Shepard or Calvin Ridley?
Ridley.
All right.
If the Falcons got Ridley going this week, the Saints have got issues with their number three corner. It should be a shootout. You know, this is one of the highest scoring over under games of the week. So, yeah, I'd go Ridley.
Yeah, I think Ridley's kind of cut into Sanu a little bit, too. Godfather, yep. I had, of course, I had Dalvin Cook. Now he's not going to play. So, should I just move in Murray or should I go with Lamar Miller?
No, I'd move in Murray. It's a great matchup. They should be playing from the front. Should be a lot of running in the fourth quarter. So, I like Murray a lot this week.
Let's take a short break and then more of your questions for the Godfather of Fantasy Football, Tom Kesnick, at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Make sure you include the hashtag BigFantasy, and we'll squeeze in as many of you as we can between now and 4:30. Coming up at 4:35, we're going to hear from Gary Ellerson on the Big Show.
Allegedly.
For the first time since his knee replacement surgery. He needs to make his picks for the Big Show Knows Fantasy and his prediction for Packers and Redskins.
This is going to be risky.
We'll check in and see if he's feeling. Have you watched his videos on Instagram at all? The twerking ones. The ones where he's in rehab. his rehab videos.
Have he you did not a twerking video.
Twerking and clapping. Hey, man. Follow him at Gary Ellerson if you want to find out. We'll hit a quick break. More of your questions for the Godfather right after this on the Wendy's Big Show live from Kentish Park for the 11th annual Walk for Health and Wellness on a Football Friday. It is a Pick and Save Football Friday here on The Fan and on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with the one and only Bart Winkler and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler live from Kentish Park for the 11th annual Walk for Health and Wellness.
I believe it's Kentish Park.
Kentish?
Yeah.
I was corrected to say is it
Kentish? Listen to me.
Am I right? This guy's – oh, Kentish? That's what I was saying at the start of the show. Somebody told me it was Kentish. You know what? Yeah.
Just believe me.
Just spell things phonetically for me. Again, for the third time this
show.
Listen,
Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy. I read whatever you put in front of me. That's how I operate, all right? We're taking your calls for the Godfather of Fantasy Football right now
at
414. I know. I didn't know it was going to be this chilly out.
Man, you got an iPhone.
And I'm not like.
Siri, I tell you.
I'm not like you, has a whole wardrobe in his trunk.
I don't
have a hoodie or a
you
sweater.
You know,
or anything
I'm always cold, so.
That's all right. It's cool. I can't complain with the life that I have and the job that
I
have.
You can take Bart's shirt. He's not using it.
Bart, you want to share shirts with me? Should we both crawl into.
Can you wear a medium?
Into one collective shirt.
I think that's a medium.
You think I'm wearing a medium?
Yeah, cuz.
All right.
Dude, I'm gaining weight exponentially.
No, you're not.
Really?
This is an official. I'm wearing, obviously, Warriors clothes.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys ever heard my brother works for them.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, I heard you guarantee it, but go ahead.
This is, on the back, James Michael McAdoo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
This is his warm-up top that he got in the finals.
Nice.
He didn't wear it, and I got it.
Nice.
Good for you.
How about that?
Outstanding.
That's How about that?
Wow.
I know you were famous, but this is now you're really
I got James Michael McAdoo's
really
non-game worn NBA
whoever
Finals.
Whoever that is, but it's pretty nice.
Going back to you saying you're gaining weight exponentially, I'm really curious to see what a very fat Bart Winkler looks like.
I'll pull that up for you, and I'll tweet you so everyone can see. I got a good one. I got a real good one.
Let's get back to your questions for the Godfather, starting with Craig on the south side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Craig? What's your question for the Godfather?
After hearing what you already said about Watson, I won't bother with him, but what about Jimmy G or Fitzpatrick?
Fitzpatrick. Again, the matchup is great, and you got to keep starting him until he tells you not to.
Yeah, you ride that hot hand. Until he remembers that he is Ryan Fitzpatrick, you ride that hot hand. Let's go to Mad Dog in Racine. What's your question for Tom Kesnick, Mad Dog?
Yeah, so I understand we're riding the hot hand, but we got, who do I pick, Hogan or DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, that's tougher.
That's why I'm calling. Thanks.
Yeah, I like them both a lot. So the good news is I think you're going to be in good shape either way. I'll give a slight edge to Hogan because he's playing with a better quarterback. But, yeah, I do like D-Jax a lot on Monday.
Let's go back to Twitter, at 1057FMTheFan with the hashtag BigFantasy. This is from Alan. He says, I have Carson Wentz. Do I trade Trubisky for Andrew Luck?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Ronnie, having 007.
I think Carson Wentz doesn't make any impact on that decision at all.
Yeah, I don't.
That's true.
Yeah, you could have Wentz and Luck, and then one of those two guys can be trade bait for a different position.
Yep.
This is from Ronnie, 007, Geronimo Allison or Josh Gordon?
Allison. Again, we just don't know what the role is going to be for Gordon, so the matchup is terrific, but you know, if he's not out there on the field, it doesn't matter. So you just play the safe guy, and Allison's been productive.
Hey, Godfather, you know the history of that, you know, getting another volatile player when they got Martellus Bennett. They played him that next game. They activated and played him. Remember he left? But he wasn't real effective, though. But they just played.
Yeah,
I mean, I think they made him active.
But he may or may not have a hamstring injury, depending on believe that.
Yeah,
you know, so,
right.
And they really don't need him this week, I don't think, against Detroit. I think
not at all.
Dorsett and Gronk, they're in good shape. So, it's too risky for me. If you had a Monday, if it was like Josh Gordon and D-Jax, I mean, first of all, I'd go D-Jax, but if you really want to get Gordon in, at least you'd have the option of waiting as long as possible. But, it's a Sunday night game.
Right. Out to the west side, and Pat, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's your Godfather? What's your question for the Godfather, Pat?
Hey, guys, need a running back in a PPR league, either Matt Breda or Giovanni Bernard.
Gio.
You really like Gio Bernard. You mentioned that last week with Mixon going down with the injury. You're a big fan of Gio Bernard moving forward.
He was an RB1 last year when he was the starter when Mixon was hurt and Jeremy Hill was there and out at the time. So, yeah, and he's a three-down guy. He can catch. He's a terrific receiver, obviously, but he also is a good, hard running back. So, yeah, I like Gio a lot.
Let's go to the west side. Pat, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's your question for the Godfather, Pat?
Just talk to Pat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Paul in Sussex. What's your question for the Godfather, Paul?
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Stafford or Breeze?
Standard Breeze.
All right. Easy enough.
Did he say Stafford or Breeze?
Yes, he did.
No, but my microphone, headphones are messed up.
No, you heard it right. Jerry.
No, he didn't.
He needs one of these, Godfather, in a non-PPR. Allen Robinson, Marvin Jones, Keelan Cole, Demaryius Thomas, just one.
Non-PPR. Yeah, I really like the matchup for Keelan Cole this week. I'm going to go A-Rob. He's getting a ton of targets. It's not an easy matchup, but he's getting a ton of targets. So I'll go A-Rob.
All right. Let's keep it on Twitter, and let's see here. Warrior Poet, have Joe Mixon, was offered Deion Lewis. Make the trade?
Well, what are you giving up?
He didn't say. That's all he said.
I kind of would need to know what you're getting up for Deion.
Oh, my God. Why you read that?
I like Deion Lewis a lot, but obviously, I need to know what you're trading.
Why did I read that? Because irritated Godfather is entertaining.
Let me throw a trade off Godfather.
All right, go ahead.
Derek Carr and Aaron Jones for Le'Veon Bell. Which side do you like?
Bell.
All right, I'm doing that trade.
Not even close. I'll take – if Bell, I think the latest Bell comes back is week 10. I think we see him at some point this season. So if it is week 10, you're still got a shot to get 4 or 5 weeks, maybe 6, of Le'Veon Bell, which is better than just about any other running back in the NFL. And
Dylan,
the two guys you traded, Derek Carr, he's a number 2 QB. He's nothing special. Aaron Jones, who knows what's going to happen.
Dylan says, Goff or Rivers?
Goff.
All right. Let's go back to the phones and out to Tosa. Sam, you're on the Wendy's Big Show with the Godfather.
Hey,
what's your question?
I just need one receiver, Marvin Jones Jr. or Tyler Lockett.
I'm going to go Marvin. The matchup again is they're going to be throwing a ton on Sunday night.
Bud in Waukesha, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's your question for the Godfather?
Actually, two, if you don't mind. Thanks for taking my call. It's PPR league. I need to start two running backs. I got Jamal Williams, Matt Breda, Royce Freeman, and Wow, who's my other guy? Royce Freeman, Breda, Jamal Williams. Oh, Chris Thompson.
Thompson's locked in right now, so that shouldn't even be a question. And Breda.
All right, Nick on Twitter, Marvin Jones Jr. or Galladay?
That's harder. I'm going to go. I like Kenny Galladay a lot. I'm going to go Kenny Galladay.
Yep.
Dylan needs Breda or Collins?
Breda.
Mitch on the west side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show with the Godfather. What's your question?
How we doing? Nelson Aguilar or Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, I'm going to go Aguilar here. I mean, you've got Wentz back. There's still no Jeffrey, and obviously the Cardinal offense got issues, and it's not an easy matchup for him.
All right. This one comes from Anthony. Standard League, two of these, Allen Robinson, Aguilar, DeSean Jackson, Sammy Watkins, Marvin Jones. He needs two of those.
Yeah, some good ones. I'll go Aguilar and D-Jax.
And then last one on Twitter will be from Jeremiah. Full PPR flex, Latavius Murray or Lamar Miller?
Murray.
And one more call. It will be Mike in Brookfield. You're on with the Godfather. What's your question?
Yeah, I had a question of Fitzmagic or Cam Newton.
Yeah, this is where it gets tough. I like them both. I'll go Fitz, but, man, it's awful hard to sit Cam.
All right. He is the Godfather of fantasy football. Find his work at Tom Kesnick on Twitter and every Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Taking your questions from 4 until 4:30, and we always appreciate it, Godfather. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Tom Kesnick joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking. If you didn't get your question into the Godfather, there's always Allegra Allergy Fantasy Football Weekly presented by Dave and Buster's Sunday morning from 10 a.m. until noon. Tim Allen, myself, and Bill Baby Tao Schmidt in on the show this Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon. First hour, we get you all the info you need to get your lineup in with confidence. If you still have questions after that, we take them from 11 a.m. until noon. That's this Sunday right here on The Fan. We're going to talk with Gary Ellerson as the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football is coming up next. We'll get his pick for the Packers and Redskins. We'll get his pick for fantasy, and we'll see how he's doing since the knee replacement surgery. We'll see if he's coherent or all filled up with painkillers. That's all coming up right after Leroy Butler tells you how you could be feeling better.
You know what? I got up early this morning. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to – drove down to Green Bay to do an appearance with Jared Bush, who's a great guy. So I was up since 6, drove 2 hours there, 2 hours back, came out here with you guys, and guess what? I still got energy. And if you want to feel like me, and this is all true, guys, if you're in your 40s, if you think you want to get back to when you were 18 years old, just listen up. Go to lowtusa.com, mentality. And the good thing about it, guys, take your wife with you so she get a chance to sit down with you and find out why you're tired, you're fatigued. If you got a young kid, you know, and you've been chasing him around and you can't chase him anymore, you just can't catch him, mentality can help you with that. They got a 90% success rate. Now think about that. Most doctors, when you go to your doctor, they don't even test for testosterone. Matter of fact, they just test for the basics, and they get you out of there and just send your insurance the bill. Well, guess what, guys? These guys take insurance. A lot of other these fake companies, they just want all your money, and they don't prove nothing. Mentality has put their mouth up where their money is and put their money where their mouth is. I think I said that both ways, so anybody get confused? Take it any way you want. Take it any way you want.
He got it right.
Yeah.
He also got it wrong, but he got it right. So.
See, it's the smart people and the dumb people. So take one whatever you want. I love everybody. LowTUSA.com.
That's LowTUSA.com. Bart, I saw that picture that you sent me. Is that supposed to be Fat Bart? When I said I want to see what a Fat Bart would look like?
That's the biggest I've gotten.
Is that when you were 11?
I'm looking for... I want to see really.
No, I max. I'm about 195 now. I max at 220.
I want to see like Fat Rami type of Fat Bart, like that picture of me that
I'd
you
be
dug
dead.
Up
and
like.
He does have a big throat on there though. He got a smaller throat now.
Yeah, I got three chins.
He
no
does
beard.
Have. He does have three chins in that.
I tweeted that out at Winks Thinks.
And you tweeted it at Rami is tweeting.
Did you give me an RT?
You
gave me a like and not a retweet. No, why even log on to Twitter if I'm just going to get likes and not RTs?
I gave you a like and a quoted retweet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, give him a mute.
So a legitimate retweet, not like Sparky's retweets where he puts RT and then puts the entire tweet that he just liked.
Yeah, he's still the only person on Twitter doing that.
He does.
Straight out. Yeah, he does.
Is that true?
He's got Twitter. I think he's got the beta version 1.0.
2-year-old kid. He can't be doing all that.
We found out Guy is still using Tweetcaster yesterday, so we know where his Twitter feed's at.
I'm laughing because everyone else is. I don't get the joke.
Follow him on Twitter, at Sparky Radio. Bart, pick a number between 1 and 8, my friend.
4.
4. The fourth caller to 799-1250 will play against us
in
the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football. And if you beat everybody on the Big Show, and so far, listeners, 2 for 2 in beating everybody.
They're taking our lunch.
On the Wendy's Big Show, I'll dig in the prize closet and see what we got for you. So the fourth caller, 2-414-799-1250, plays against the Wendy's Big Show, and the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football. Right after this, and we'll hear from Gary Ellerson. It's a Pick and Save Football Friday. We're live from Kadesh Park and back right after this.
Sports Flash right now.
From the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Bill Schmidt. Get end of summer savings at Masters Ease in Waukesha. Masters Ease, the place to go for your new grill and patio furniture. Shop the great selection today at Masters Ease in Waukesha and online at MastersEase.com. First on the Fan, Packers and Redskins, a noon kickoff from FedEx Field in the nation's capital as the Packers go and take on the Redskins. Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith go at it. Two quarterbacks were taken the same year in the draft, and last week, Mike Pettine had to respond after Clay Matthews called for a roughing the passer penalty in the fourth quarter, seemingly cost the Packers the game. Defensive coordinator not worried about the call, though.
I think there's a lot of emotion attached to what happened last Sunday. And I know coaches talked about it a bunch. My biggest issue with the whole thing is how we responded to it, is that we gave up probably 12, 13 completions after it, well over 100 yards passing, a touchdown. We didn't handle the adversity well.
Packer defense will have to handle the adversity of being without Kevin King this week. He's listed as out on the Packer injury report. Did not participate today was Aaron Rodgers. He's expected to start. Limited participation from both Devon House and Josh Jones. Looks like Oren Burks, though, will be a full participant ready to go on Sunday when the Packers take on the Redskins. Noon kickoff from the nation's capital. It's a 7:30 kickoff tomorrow night in Iowa City. Badgers taking on the Hawkeyes. And tonight, Brewers and Pirates. Yolisha Seen opposite Ivan Nova. Brewers have lost 11 of 16 meetings between the Pirates and Brewers. Read more online at 1057fmthefan.com. This update brought to you by Stenny's, your football headquarters. Watch all Badger and Green Bay games there with food specials, a variety of Wisconsin craft beers. And if you're going to Green Bay, take the Stenny's Coach Bus. I'm Bill Schmidt on Sports Radio 1057 FM, The Fan. Listen live on the radio.com app, 1250 AM and 1057 FM, The Fan.
Think you know fantasy football? These guys don't.
Wrong.
Nobody on the show won last year's 105.7 League. Anyway, it's time for the Big Show Knows Fantasy.
Yeah, every Football Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show, we make our picks to click for that weekend in fantasy football. Points are awarded to those NFL players based on a standard PPR basis, quarterbacks getting 6 points for a passing touchdown. Then the first place player in that week gets 10 points for the season standings. Second place gets 8, third place 6, so on and so forth down the line. Here's how things played out in week 2 and how the season looks so far. Gary Ellerson, we're going to hear from in just 1 second, I think. He had Aaron Rodgers for a last place finish last week. James Conner got Leroy a fourth place finish. Drew Brees got Sparky in third. I took Cam Newton, good for second place. And our listener last week, TJ in Greenfield, he took Patrick Mahomes, the hottest hand in fantasy football right now. 50-plus points for Patrick Mahomes last week. Obviously good enough for a first-place finish. And our listeners just dominating the standings so far. Gary Ellerson in last place with 6 points on the season. Leroy and I tied for third place with 10 points. Sparky with 14. And our listeners with 20 points on the season. Two first-place finishes for them. So that's where we sit today in the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football. Gary Ellerson has the first pick this week, and he joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show for the first time since knee replacement surgery on Monday. Gary Ellerson, my friend, how are you this fine day?
Pretty good, Rami McLaughlin. How are you?
I'm doing well. You sound in good spirits, my friend.
No, he don't.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
No, he don't.
Yeah.
I seen. You know. I'm using Gary terminology now. I seen your rehab video on Instagram.
If a tree falls in a
faint, that looks painful, dude. It looks like you are in. I would be crying like a baby and screaming, I think, if I was going through what you were going through in that rehab. I have.
Well, just so you know, I was crying and screaming like a baby, Robbie. Come on now.
You just didn't post that part to Instagram.
Yeah,
is that
you
what
don't
you're saying?
Post that part on there, man. Come on, man. This thing right here bring you to your knees, Rob Dog.
Gary, is it any truth that you're going to send us a pint of your blood to auction off? That's what they're saying on Facebook.
That's all you need is a pint.
That's all. Just
that's
a pint,
all we need. That's all we need.
We're going to auction it off.
Yeah. Did you get your knee in a jar? You said they were going to give you your knee in a jar after the ceremony.
Yeah, they put half of it in a jar for you. I'm going to bring it in.
Cool. We want to put that up on the shelf in the studio.
It's in the formaldehyde.
Gee, it brings a big smile on my face, dude, to hear that you are at least at the moment in good spirits and feeling all right. Because I've been thinking about you, big dog. Been thinking about you. Been missing you here on the Wendy's Big Show. Can't wait to get you back, my friend.
Yeah, I'll be back soon.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, Rami ain't got nobody to argue with.
There's nobody for me to annoy.
Right.
Sparky doesn't even get as annoyed with me when you're not around. I don't know what it is. You just bring out the annoying in me, Gary. So we need you back. Hey. We need you back on the Wendy's Big Show suit. Before we get your pick for fantasy, why don't you go ahead and give me your prediction for Packers and Redskins on Sunday, sir? How do you see this thing playing out?
Yeah, I like the Packers to win it. Right. I think I like the score to be 28-17.
28-17 Packers. All right, GE, who's your pick for the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football? You know no Monday Nighters, and this week on Monday night you have the, as I pull it up on my computer screen at the last second, Steelers and Buccaneers. So no Steelers, no Buccaneers. Who do you like in the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football, Gary Ellerson?
You know I'm taking Rodgers, man.
I know you're taking Rodgers.
Yeah, you know you're taking
Give him that
bad
man.
Yeah,
all right, GE, we will talk again soon, man. Keep up the hard work in that rehab.
Yes, have a good one. All right.
You
take
too.
Care, G.
There's Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler, you have the second pick. Go ahead.
I'll take Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson goes to Leroy Butler. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, he had the third pick, so I had him text me his top three guys. Oh, I am so glad nobody took Tom Brady, because his second guy was Patrick Mahomes, who is exactly who I wanted this week, so I'll take Patrick Mahomes. Our listener going for a win. In the name of the listeners for the third straight week will be Steve in Bayside. Steve, Rodgers, Thompson, Brady, Mahomes off the board, and no Steelers, no Buccaneers on Monday night. Who would you like for the Big Show Knows Fantasy?
I'll take Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara goes to Steve in Bayside. And we have all of you. We have your phone number. And should you beat everybody on the Wendy's Big Show?
Yeah, we got it.
Good luck, Steve.
Okay, good.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. So there it is. Gary Ellerson takes Aaron Rodgers. Leroy Butler takes Chris Thompson. Sparky took Tom Brady. I want Patrick Mahomes. And Alvin Kamara goes to our listener, Steve, in Bayside. That's the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football. We'll recap on a green and gold Monday. Other side of a short break.
Why don't you get rid of Thompson, Leroy, and Deshaun Watson, buddy.
Deshaun Watson. Didn't you just hear what
the Godfather put him on the bench.
He doesn't like Deshaun Watson this week. You got to listen to the
Godfather. How does he not like Deshaun Watson?
He's not a fan of Deshaun Watson this week. He likes other matchups better. Not that he doesn't.
He's against the Giants at home. It's Deshaun Watson. He's going to put up four passing touchdowns and one rushing touchdown. Deshaun Watson.
All right.
Play him. If you're drafting Deshaun Watson, top three quarterback, and you're not playing Deshaun Watson this week because Tom Kesnick said so, then quit your league.
I'm gonna
play Deshaun Watson this week. Are you serious?
I'm gonna put you in the standings.
You
just
should
for one
not
week
be on the air.
Deshaun
you are
Watson.
Not qualified.
I'm Thank free you. Fridays from 4 to 4:30. If you need,
no, we're good.
If you need
David
me in Tom, a pinch,
make sure you put that on record so when this happens, we can play it back.
Yeah, play it back for Tom.
We are.
We'll hit a quick break.
Guy used
other
to
side.
Hang up on me when I'd be producing the Big Show.
I bet you had a good reason.
I was wondering what was behind this.
Oh, yeah.
Why would he hang up on you?
Why
I
you
said, Tom, we're
annoying.
Coming back. We're doing two segments. We're coming back from break, okay? He goes,
click.
Yeah, no problem. Click. He's gone.
Oh, come on. He
I'm
didn't
scrambling.
Hang up on you. He
oh,
made
he
a mistake.
Flat hung up on me.
He made a mistake.
Tom Kesnick.
No, he did.
You took things so personal.
Oh,
my goodness.
Tom Kesnick.
The injury report for Packers and Redskins coming up right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. We're live from Kadish Park for the 11th annual Walk for Health and Wellness on a Pick and Save Football Friday. Injury report next.
It's a Pick and Save Football Friday on The Fan.
And then I just felt the hit. It hurt.
Who's banged up this week for the Pack?
It will require surgery.
Here's this weekend's injury report on The Fan.
It's the Wendy's Big Show live from Kadish Park for the 11th Bango's annual here. Walk for Health and Wellness. Bango just arrived.
Hey, Bango!
How about that?
I think he actually talked.
When are you guys going to finish the roof of your arena?
Oh, come on,
hey,
man.
Hey, I'm just
doing?
Saying.
Come on, dude.
Got to finish the roof.
This man is an ambassador.
If anyone would know, it's Bango.
This you man, know he doesn't fly, right?
This man is an ambassador of goodwill with
beautiful
the
home. You have a beautiful home.
It's a beautiful stadium. Beautiful
and he
stadium,
can do a backflip,
Bango.
And we can't.
Yeah, man. Guy rides a skateboard
nice.
Better than anybody I know. Are you
just
kidding
rip
me?
On Rami and me. You'll be fine.
Come on, dude.
Whoa.
See that? Look at that. Look at that. You can't do that.
Bango just did like a triple backflip out here. Damn. Leroy, this man has been complaining about that roof.
Look, you can see it from here.
But here's the thing.
What?
Here's the thing.
I know he got a Golden State on. He got a
Golden State
on. Oh, shoot.
Come Bango.
On. Bango.
Look at that.
Bango.
Oh, my goodness. He put a stick on it.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. I got to get another one.
I didn't know I was going to be out here today, Bango. Yeah. This was. Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, all this attention is too much.
Knocking the roof. He's got his Golden State Warriors shirt on. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. You got Bango, dude.
Damn. No, I didn't know I was going to be out here this morning.
I know.
I just threw on the most comfortable shirt I have.
He just
slapped
Well,
we appreciate you coming.
Slapped you in the chest with a Bango sticker right over
your
Golden State Warriors logo.
Real quick.
Damn, dude.
You know, Bango's fur and my beard are the same color.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Same color.
Wow.
But in that
so,
Bart
Winkler
going to
appear on the injury report?
His ego is a little bruised right now.
Yeah.
Got showed up by Bango.
Yeah.
Leroy, this dude has been complaining about that roof for, what, 3-4 months now?
Ever since it wasn't finished.
We're
yeah.
sitting here with a perfect view of the Fiserv Forum and that quote unquote unfinished roof. An hour into the show, I had to point out to Bart. That we had a perfect view of Fiserv Forum and that roof. That's how irrelevant it is and how little you should really care about it, Bart.
I think you still called it the BC.
That says it all. That says it all.
Bango, I don't know if you heard him whisper. He said that arena's not open for 2 years. If you want to watch a game, go to the Bradley Center. Bango told me that.
Really?
No,
yeah.
He did not.
Yeah, really? He said, go to the Bradley Center.
After he gave the thumbs down to your shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
You heard Big Boys guy say it is time for the injury report for Packers and Redskins this Sunday. And Oren,
send that to me.
Oren Burks, he comes in questionable, but it looks like the linebacker should play full participation throughout the week, Leroy, that should be a pretty nice little boost for that Packers defense.
Absolutely, because I think Chris Thompson's going to go crazy. He's going to get 10 targets. He may get about 15 carries. So you got to have somebody cover him, just like they did with Dalvin Cook. But so that's a big positive.
And Bart, you made the point earlier that Burks might be the one guy at inside linebacker who might be able to keep up with Chris Thompson when he comes out of the backfield.
Right.
Yeah, maybe Blake a little bit. Burks, I think that he looked good in the preseason, and I'm excited to finally see him here in the regular season. How they use him, we'll find out, but always good to have that piece back.
Devon House is questionable with a biceps injury. He was limited in practice throughout the week. Josh Jones, who has not gotten on the field yet this year, and it never seemed like the ankle injury was serious enough to cost him 3 weeks, but it might cost him the first 3 weeks of the season. He's listed as questionable and was limited in practice all week long. I had high hopes, high expectations for Josh Jones when they took him last year, Leroy.
Yeah, so have I.
But he's got to get on the field to do it, and even when he was on the field last year, never really fully showed. He showed flashes of what we all thought he was, but never really showed.
And there is an opening at safety because Kendra Bison has been playing terrible. But the Packers said that he graded out better than anybody week before, the first and second week. I mean, but, you know, so there is an opening there if he can get healthy, though. If you're not available It's the same thing with Kevin King. If you're not available, it's hard to put these guys on the field. You have to play the guys who are available, like Alexander and Jackson.
And Kevin King is not available this week.
When do we start worrying about him, Leap?
Long time ago. Because he was supposed to come in. He's 6'3", got speed to stop Julio Jones. I mean, and when he was healthy, he did a pretty good job on him. And as soon as he went out, House comes in, then you get a 75-yard pass, to Diggs. So sooner or later, they got to figure out who's going to be their number one guys. And the only guys available, again, is Alexander, who's been playing great, and Jackson. So those are guys I'm going to roll with.
Aaron Rodgers is questionable with the knee. Didn't practice all week, but he didn't practice all week either.
I don't need to see 12 until Sunday.
He will play on Sunday. For the Redskins, safety Troy Apke is out with a hamstring injury. Linebacker Zach Brown is questionable with an oblique injury. He was limited in practice all week. Linebacker Deion Hamilton, he's questionable with an elbow injury. And wide receiver Maurice Harris, questionable with a concussion. He practiced all week, so he should be good to go. Guard Sean Lavau, he is out with a calf injury. And Colt McCoy, their backup quarterback, he's out with the broken thumb. Well, no, it looks like he's had full participation this week, so he must be coming back from the broken thumb. Morgan Moses, the tackle, he had full participation all week with the knee injury, so he appears good to go. Josh Norman, he was sick earlier in the week, but full participation today, so he will play. Paul Richardson, wide receiver for the Redskins, questionable with a shoulder and knee injury. He's ready to go. And guard Brandon Scherf, he is on the injury report with a knee injury, but he looks like he
I like Sherbert, one of my favorites.
It's a nice little fruity, refreshing
I don't know what it's made out
dessert.
Of, but it's good.
I'm not sure either. I'm not going to guess on that one. Leroy, I'll tell you who's never questionable, and that's you guys over at Uptown Ford, my friend.
Hey, I tell you what, my son loves when we're coming up and down Mayfair Road. Two of his favorite places, Romney's favorite place,
Dave and Buster's,
and my favorite place. Because if you've been seeing me around town driving that F-150, it's dark gray. Got these nice stripes on it. And matter of fact, I took it back over there. They put some wheels on it for me, the wheels that match the paint. So they can do custom stuff like that. Mm. So I am talking about Uptown Ford. Now, you can go over to UptownMotors.com, and you can schedule your test drive today. Matter of fact, if you're looking for a crew cab, it has tons of space for your family and your gear. Now, the gas mileage is something, because gas has been pretty good, 269 average. It was pretty good. But if you want a truck that gets good mileage, it gets 20 out there, man. I tell you, I think it's like 20 degrees difference than here, something like that. So I'm going to dress really warm. But I'll be driving in style. And for the most part, they get 0% financing for 66 months. All you people out there with a good credit, because, let me see, my girl at 800, I'm a 400, that's 12, that's 600 together. I think we can qualify. I think we can qualify for it. So they got some nice lease deals as well. And guess what, guys? This is truck month for the last 2 weeks. They got some great specials in there. Go over to Uptown Ford, and it's right over there off of Mayfair. You can't miss it. North Mayfair Road. You know, you will not miss it. Right next to Dave and Buster's. And tell them Leroy Butler sent you, and they will hook you up with a nice deal.
We'll see if Ryan Wood can stay unbeaten in his Packers predictions. Win our Green Bay Football Insider.
Don't put no pressure on him.
He got the tie right?
Well, no, he's
unbeaten. Well, it's not a you know,
he hasn't. Hasn't been wrong yet.
Yep. You're right.
You see?
See, if you put on a Buck shirt, you would know that.
that was low. That sucked.
That is so funny.
I couldn't have planned that no better.
That is the best.
Bango got me.
In front of all these thousands of kids.
You literally got Bango.
I got Bango.
Yeah, he slapped a sticker on your
chest.
Did
you see all the kids watching? He brought up and all the kids standing around.
That's embarrassing,
that?
Dude.
Yeah. For once in the relationship of deer versus humans, humans were the prey.
You won't be going to no games this year.
Bart rolled right over his hood. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, our Green Bay Football Insider Ryan Wood joins us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.